Ethanol not getting a fair shake. Hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. As gas prices continue to rise, some are pointing a finger at ethanol. But is the renewable fuel really to blame? Jonna Miller has more.
The Department of Energy says you can't blame ethanol for the latest hike in gas prices or the even bigger increases expected this summer.
There's a report that came out from the Department of Energy which stated that gas prices would be 25 cents higher this summer, and 19 of those cents can be attributed to the high oil world price. Ethanol would only affect that by a few pennies.
American Farm Bureau energy specialist Ann Steckel points out that the price of oil is approaching its record high of $70 a barrel. That has nothing to do with a clean air requirement to add ethanol.
The ethanol industry has been increasing capacity in leaps and bounds, and I think we have 33 more refineries coming up. And so what the ethanol industry is doing is it's really growing, and right now we're just having some growing pains.
Steckel says it won't take long for supply to meet the growing demand, and increased use of ethanol has a lot of benefits.
We can lessen our dependence on foreign oil with ethanol. It's homegrown. It helps rural communities. It adds to the economy. And it's really something that will benefit all Americans.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, oil prices reached another high yesterday, now more than $10 a barrel higher than they were at this time last year. Dave Pelton of Clean Cities of Middle Tennessee says no way is ethanol driving gas prices up.
I just went and filled up my car with E85, and it was $2.40 a gallon. Where I filled up at that same gas station, the 87-octane gasoline was $2.80 a gallon. So logically, if you added ethanol to gasoline, it would and should bring the price down in places like Tennessee.
And the price of oil reached $72 a barrel yesterday. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.